Nicholas Klaus from Axe Minister. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal.
We're listening to CJLO News. Montreal's municipal election results are in. Soraya Martinez Ferrada of Ensemble Montréal has been elected as the city's next mayor. At the time of this report, polls show Martinez Ferrada won with 43% of the vote, defeating Projet Montréal's Luc Rabouin with an 8-point lead. Rabouin is now stepping down as party leader for Projet. Benoit Langevin served as the spokesperson for Martinez Ferrada's campaign and as a city councillor from the district of Bois de l'Est. Here he is at Ensemble's election gathering on Sunday night.
Pragmatism, less ideology, more concrete, adapted to your milieu, adapted to your borough. Respect the fact that every borough is different, not arrive with a one-size-fits-all. That's what Ensemble Montréal is all about.
Ensemble won with a mandate to speed up private housing developments, partially using AI to expedite the permit process. They want to commit to 20% social and affordable housing through regulations and fines. They have promised to freeze all current bike lane construction and audit cycling infrastructure. They have promised to increase police spending, saying they want to double the number of police and social worker teams. They also want to see an increase in security generally in the city, including more cameras in public spaces. Reports show only 36% of eligible voters cast ballots in this election. Ferrada won with roughly 170,000 votes. That's about 14.8% of the voting population. With files from Zach Dutra and Deidre Denovich, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Everything Everywhere. My name is Sophie. On this show, I typically have a theme every week where I discuss its context, its cultural importance, and today I'm talking about innovation through the lens of the bossa nova genre. In doing research for this episode, I found that I actually did minimal research on what innovation means, and more so on the history of bossa nova, because it's so interesting. I don't know. I've never really done a deep dive into the history of a music genre, and I'm really pleased that I did, because it's super cool. What you're hearing right now is called Prelude to Bossa Nova by Nick Ayoub, who is a Canadian-Lebanese jazz player who has mainly been in the scene in Quebec, or he was. I think he died within the last decade or two. But he has this beautiful album called Bossa Nova Jazz Samba. And it's lovely. And I thought Prelude to Bossa Nova was the perfect title to introduce us today. I'm going to talk more on Bossa Nova later, but I want to start off with some classics, of course. First up, I have Chega de Saudade. You're going to have to excuse my pronunciations for this episode because I didn't translate a lot of the Portuguese titles into English. So you're just going to have to suffer in listening to my pronunciations. But yeah, this is by Elizabeth Cardoso, who I think I saw somewhere on Wikipedia that this song kind of sparked the beginning of the genre. It's kind of known as one of those big hit songs that I think really got people into bossa nova. The genre, I think, emerged in the late 1950s after horrible political times in Brazil. And yeah, I definitely want to get into more of that later. But after that, I have Corcovado, which means, or Quiet Nights of the Quiet Stars, I think is the English title. I'm not sure if it's a direct translation, but it's off the Getz Gilberto or Gilberto album. So it's the collaboration between Stan Getz, an American jazz player, and then Joe Gilberto. And then this song has Astra Gilberto and Antonio Carlos Jobim, who is also another legend in the bossa nova scene. And then after that, I'll be playing Senora Diana Levy, which is a personal favorite of mine. I've had this song in my rotation since high school. It's so calming. It's so beautiful. All of these songs kind of feel that way, but this one's a personal favorite of mine, and I feel like they're all kind of classics. So I'll stop rambling for now. I'll get you started with Chega de Saudade by Elizabeth Cardoso. Enjoy.
Porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade. A realidade é que sem ele não há paz, não há beleza. É só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ele voltar, se ele voltar, que coisa linda, coisa louca, pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços, apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos e carinhos sem ter fim, pra acabar com esse negócio de jamais viver sem mim. Coisa louca, pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços, apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos e carinhos sem ter fim, que é pra acabar com esse negócio de querer viver sem mim. Vamos deixar desse negócio de viver longe de mim.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, a
around a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor.
Cielo, por que abajo otros niños no sueñan. Y al despertar cerrará un cielo viejo que ya no es más. Que todos no tienen su infancia de sueños. Aprenderá un juego de cambiarle el color a otros cielos. Y en el jugar abrirá un cielo nuevo que es de verdad.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here on the Loyola campus in Montreal. Before the ads, you heard Senora Diana Lavie by Eduardo Mateo and Diane Denoir. I just love that song. It's so good. I'm doing a special Bossa Nova-themed episode today and how I feel like it was a very innovative genre of its time. But before we get into all that, I do want to mention that our funding drive is over and we reached our goal. I'm so, so, so happy. This is my first funding drive at CJLO, and I wasn't sure how I was going to be able to pull off contributing, but I do want to say thank you to my family and friends who supported and donated. It means the world to me and everyone here at the station. So, yeah, and thank you to everyone else who donated to other shows or directly to the station itself. It really helps foster student development here at Concordia and at CJLO. So, yeah, just wanted to point that out because I'm super happy about it. Yeah, so for the rest of the episode, I kind of want to dive into Bossa Nova, a bit of its history and some context, as well as, just different areas of the genre, if that makes sense. I'm going to play some songs that are on my rotation up next. I did just play some classic ones, of course, just to get us started. But these next ones I have on my playlist right now. I've been listening to a lot of Bossa Nova, especially when I study. I feel like it's so calming. But yeah, I feel like it's just been so innovative in the way that it took the sounds of samba and then, you know, introduce them onto the classical guitar. And you can hear in all of these songs, or in so many of them, most of them, that, you know, that classical guitar is present. And that, like, I don't know, lovely samba style is there. I think someone who pioneered a lot of this was Joao Gilberto. I'm also hope I'm pronouncing that right. But we heard him just on the, two songs ago on Corsivado. I think aside from the guitar, he really innovated that like classic singing voice that you hear. I think prior to, you know, bossa nova, singers had like this brassy way of singing, but I think after he kind of emerged into the scene, there's kind of this almost folk vibe to it, and it's very soothing. And yeah, it's lovely. Bossa nova literally means like new wave or new trend, which is why I feel like it's integral when we're talking about music innovation, because I don't know. I was reading stuff on Reddit and someone was like, no genre ever pops up one evening in someone's garage. Like, it always starts off with something familiar until like other people pick it up and take it into new directions. And then eventually we recognize it as like this distinct thing from, you know, what it came from before. And so I think bossa nova really encapsulates that. And so, I mean, I don't know. I'm starting to ramble, but I'll chat more about it afterwards. I want to play these next two songs. The first one is Ella by Ellis Regina, who sang that famous Aguas de Marca. Waters of March song that you might recognize. I'm going to play a cover it later, but this one is so beautiful. I've been listening to it on repeat. And then after that, I have Lost in Paradise by Gal Costa. So yeah, I don't know. These ones are just so soothing and beautiful to me, and their singing voices are just incredible. So I hope you enjoy.
Ela sente a solidão do oitavo andar. Todo dia, hora triste do jantar. Só um copo, só um prato e ao lado um só talher. Tudo é um em seu pequeno. As rendas brancas no
You just heard Lost in the Paradise by Gal Costa. Yeah, such a lovely song. I've had it in my like songs for a while. And Ella by Ellis Regina. I think I just discovered recently, but it just, I don't know. It transports me. It's so beautiful and lovely. And her voice is just, it's out of this world. Next up, I have some kind of more contemporary takes on the bossa nova style, and I've really seen and loved this mainly through Mae Simonds, who Yeah, I don't know. I haven't explored her like fully, but the songs that I've heard, I love. I believe she's Japanese, and in this next song, Tora Moyo, she sings in Japanese, but it has that like bossa nova like style, and I just love the combination of the two. And then after that, I have a cover of Waters of March. This one is by John Roseborough as well as May Simones, and I believe, yeah, it was Elise Regina and Antonio Carlos Jobim. Jobim? Oh my god. Yeah, no, my pronunciations aren't going to be great. But that one's a classic song. I wanted to include it, but I just love their take on it. And I think they change up a bit of the lyrics, I believe, because I was looking at the direct English translation of the original song and then the lyrics for their song. And I think it's towards the end. I don't know. If you're familiar with the original song, you might notice it. But it's so cute. And I think when I first heard this song, I was like, oh, that's what the original is saying. And I just fell in love with it even more, knowing what the lyrics are about. Yeah, I don't know. I love it. I think you'll love it too. But to get us started, I'm going to play May Simone's Tora Moyo. Hope you enjoy.
A stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump. It's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass. It is life, it's the sun. It is night, it is death. It's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blows.
A fox in the brush.
The knot of the wood.
The song of a thrush.
The wood of the wing.
A cliff, a fall.
A scratch.
A lump.
It is nothing at all.
It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of the slope.
It's a bean, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope.
and the riverbank talks of the waters of marsh. It's the end of all strain, it's the joy in your heart.
The foot, the ground,
the flesh and the bone,
the beat of the road,
the slingshot stone,
in a truckload of bricks,
in the soft morning light,
the shot of a gun,
in the dead of the night,
a mile,
a must,
thrust,
a bump.
It's a girl,
it's a rhyme,
it's a cold,
it's the mumps,
the plan of the house,
the body in bed,
and the car that got stuck.
It's the mud, it's the mud, a float,
a drift,
a flight,
a wing,
a cock,
a quail,
the promise of spring, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart,
a point, a grain,
a beat, a bite,
a blink, a buzzer,
a sudden stroke of night,
a pin,
a needle,
a sting,
a pain,
a snail,
a riddle,
a wasp,
a stain, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. It is me,
a fish,
a flash, a silvery glow, and the riverbank talks of the waters of marsh. It's the promise of life in your heart,
a psycho,
sycophant,
a ram,
a rave,
a goat,
a lamb,
a siren,
a scream,
the ocean,
the sand,
a friend,
a cop,
a car,
a crash,
my hand,
a slap,
a cloud,
a storm,
star,
a way,
a charm,
a future,
a song,
a snake,
a stick, a stone, the end of the road, it's the rest of a stone, a lonesome road, it's a sliver of glass, a life, a sun, the night, the death, the end of the run.
Strain, it's the joy in your heart.
All right, that was Waters of March by John Roseborough and May Simones. Again, I love that song. I love their take on the Waters of March original. It just makes me happy. I don't know, it has a summer vibe to it, which, I don't know, keeps me at ease during these cold winter times. But I'm enjoying the snow right now. I don't know, hot take, I love precipitation. I love rain. I love snow. I don't know, when it gets to be a little crazy, that's when, I don't know, I might start to not love it so much. But I don't know, I get excited for Christmas time. I'm starting to make my Christmas playlist. I'm getting excited. I hope you guys are too. I'm going to play some Canadian bossa nova up next, which is mainly Canadian artists that do a lot of covers of famous bossa nova songs or have been really into that jazz bossa nova scene. I believe most of these artists are from Quebec or Montreal, except for one of them. I'm going to play two here and then I'll interrupt you with some ads. But first up, I have Sodanzo Samba by Betty and Steph, which is a cover of the famous song by, the Stan Getz and Joe Gilberto. I think that's like one big famous bossa nova songs, and I love their take on it. I believe they're from right here in Montreal. And then after that, I have Falando de Amor by La Cansao, which is another group I believe, either from BC or from Quebec. I might be wrong, but yeah, they do some great bossa nova songs, and this one's great, so hope you enjoy.
So danço samba, vai, 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 vai. So danço samba, so danço samba, vai. So danço samba, so danço samba, vai, 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 vai. So danço samba, danço samba, vai.
Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei do calypso, tcha tcha tcha.
Sou danço samba, sou danço samba. Vai, 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 vai.
Sou danço samba, danço samba. Vai.
20 au 30 novembre, vivez les RIDM, les Rencontres internationales du documentaire de Montréal. Des films audacieux qui réinventent le documentaire et renouvellent notre regard sur le monde. Au programme, projections, concerts, discussions avec les cinéastes et soirées festives qui prolongent l'expérience. Les RIDM, du 20 au 30 novembre à Montréal. Info et billets sur ridm.ca.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere, and my name is Sophie. Before the ads, you heard Falando de Amor by La Cansao, a Canadian bossa nova group. Next up, I have some more Canadian bossa nova. I have Nos Mes Sonos by Rachel Beausoleil and Evandro Gricelli. I believe they're from Ottawa. And then after that, I have a song titled Canadian Bossa Nova by Nick Ayoub. You heard his first track at the beginning of the show, which was called Prelude to Bossa Nova. So he's very literal in his titles. I love it. He's a Canadian, Quebecois jazz artist who did a lovely Bossa Nova album. It's titled Bossa Nova Jazz Samba. It's a combination of all of them, and it's so, so good and lovely. I hope you enjoy.
Você me visitou de noite, é meus sonhos. Obrigada, a vida que não posso ter. E que me escapa. Talvez posso morar nos meus sonhos. Você é divino, é meu sonho, mais que nada. A perfeição que eu percebi e que é tão frágil. Talvez posso gostar no meu sonho, a realidade.
Heard Canadian Bossa Nova by Nick Ayoub, and before that you heard Nos Mes Sonos by Rachel Beausoleil and Evandro Guccelli, two Canadian jazz / Bossa Nova artists. Yeah, I'm really glad I found these because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to have enough Cancon for this episode, but yeah, with some Google searches and some listening, I'm really glad I found them. They're really good, especially I really like Nick Ayoub and this album. It's super fun, but also super relaxing, which I feel like encapsulates a lot of the vibes of Bossa Nova. Yeah, just to end off the segment, I kind of wanted to meld the Bossa Nova genre with the idea of like innovation, but kind of just ended up doing more of a deep dive on their history, because it's, I don't know, it's so interesting. It emerged after like a couple decades of just like horrible governance and dictatorship and coups, you know, especially after World War II. It was just a horrible time for Brazil, and Bossa Nova emerged right after, but I have been reading a lot that it was a pretty apolitical genre. It didn't speak of resistance or, you know, opposition to the government in a lot of its songs, mainly because there was a ton of censorship around that time in Brazil, where governments wouldn't allow, you know, music to be broadcasted on air or to be released if it didn't, you know, present this happy and good image of Brazil, you know. And so, I don't know, it kind of mirrors that episode I did a few weeks ago on resistance. There was a really similar movement in Ethiopia called Wax and Gold, where a lot of artists had to kind of hide their, you know, political messages within the lyrics or even the harmonies of their songs, which is the same thing that happened in Brazil. And it was a lot of the time with harmony, which I find really cool, but sometimes just very, you know, poetic and abstract lyrics that still tried to push back against, you know, a lot of that, you know, horrible government that they had. But I find that people say that Tropicalia is a genre that had a lot more of a political movement behind it, whereas Bossa Nova kind of reflected upper to middle class sentiments of, you know, the good life. So I think that's important to remember, you know, as much as it was innovative of like the samba genre, it didn't have as much of, you know, a political significance as I think a lot of other Brazilian genres did. So to end off the episode, I want to play a song that has, you know, Bossa Nova influence and inspiration, but it's, I don't know, it just is a mix of a ton of things. When I did my first episode here, our station manager, Lisa, said that, you know, the music I played reminded her of Shibuya K, which is this like fashion, you know, movement in Japan that a lot of young people were into. And it has a lot of Bossa Nova influence. So when I heard this song, I feel like it has more of a samba sound, but I'm including it anyway because it's too good. It's so addicting. I just discovered it. Maybe this is a thing that a lot of people are familiar with, but it's so good. Yeah, I might have to cut it off a little early because I've been rambling too much, but enjoy it at the end of the hour. And thank you so much for listening to Everything Everywhere. My name's Sophie, and you've been listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Have a great Thursday.
Is free. Tonight I'm gonna sing and dance, be wild, be free, and light the candle for the goddess of the sea.
You're listening to C.